certainly hope everything's going well around your house. Are you tackling a little project? Are you doing a little maintenance? Or are you taking it easy this weekend? Either way, I hope things are going well for you. And if you need anything, you know what to do. Go to todayshomeowner.com and you'll probably get the answers to most of your questions. If not, pick up the phone. 1-800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. Right now, we're going to talk to Katrina. And Katrina is in Florida. And Katrina, welcome to the show. Tell us about this project that you just convinced your husband to do.
Hi, thank you. Sure. Well, thank you guys for the video that you put together. It wouldn't have happened without that. That's the best one I found in researching.
Good.
So, yeah, we wanted to put a TV outside, and your outdoor TV mount that you put together looked the best option. So I downloaded that video. I took it to Home Depot with my husband after 2 or 3 months of trying to convince him that it would be okay. He had concerns about the doors not closing properly in the first place. And sure enough, that ended up what we got a little snag with. We are having a question about the hinges. I will caution you, we didn't build it exactly like yours because the depth from the TV mount to the full end of the TV itself is 6 inches, and you guys used 2x6s. We looked at using 2x8s, but they were just too big and heavy.
Right,
we thought for
the
fence. So we ended up wanting to put the doors on the outside. Yours look like they're just set in a little bit.
Okay, all right.
Under the top 2x6, if you will, for yours.
Gotcha.
But the hinges themselves, so I don't know if we just need a different type of hinge now, but in your video, we've, you know, scrutinized it, and it appears that there's an extra piece of plywood or something that you guys have put on the side that weren't mentioned in the video, maybe? Is that possible?
That's possible. And probably it was nothing more than just a piece of the fence board in order to seal that up,
and,
you know, just for the look of it and so forth. Now, you want to make sure now that, I mean, you do have to protect this strongly against any moisture getting in there, because I assume the TV you're using is the same type of television that we use that's really not rated for outdoor use.
Correct.
Okay. And that's worth talking about because, you know, people, you know, when they think about an outdoor television, first thing they do is they price those outdoor televisions. Did you happen to see how much those things are?
I did. They were $800 to $1,000, and I got this for $200.
I know. I was going to say you could buy four of these by the time that you do that. And but I mean, we always have to say, you know, that's not designed for outdoors, but we do this quite a bit. But I think maybe did you see how we use the weather stripping around it?
I did, and I'm glad you brought that up because Home Depot did not sell. Is it okay if I talk about specific stores?
Yeah, certainly.
On the show?
Of course. Okay. No problem.
Home Depot does not sell a small roll of the pre-roofing material.
Oh, yeah.
They only come in big, long rolls. And so would Gorilla weatherproof strips be okay, weatherproof tape?
Yes. Now, you're talking about up on top. You're talking about the top
Correct.
Part of it. Yeah. They should sell that. It's 9 inches wide, and it's a membrane that's used for flashing around chimneys and different things like that. I know that they have roll roofing that comes in 32-foot rolls and so forth, but you should be able to get the membrane flashing that's a peel and stick. But
okay, they did have that, the flashing tape.
Yes, uh-huh. You can and it's usually 9 inches wide and, you know, maybe 25 or 30 feet long, but that works well. But still, if you overlap the Gorilla tape properly and you do that, that will work just as well to keep that off the top of it. But the weather stripping I'm speaking of is actually around the perimeter of where the doors close together, that when you close that door, just like an exterior door, it's squeezing against that weather stripping.
Ah, okay. So like the foamy, rubbery type,
exactly,
different from the top part.
Exactly,
gotcha. We need to stick some of that in the side then?
Right, just a peel and stick, and you probably, you know, it comes in a lot of different sizes, but probably something that's maybe half inch wide, half inch thick, and then you're you can just peel and stick that all the way around the perimeter where when that door closes, it's squeezing up against it, just like a refrigerator door, an exterior door with foam stripping, anything along those lines, so that you're creating that waterproof area inside where the television is.
Perfect. I see that now in the close-up that I took from a still from your video, so that explains what that is.
Good.
So the only other question I have then is how to get these hinges, because the doors aren't closing quite right, because we've right now got the exact same hinge that you have in the video, but we tried to attach it to the actual 2x6. And because our doors are flush-mounted on the front instead of set inside like yours are, Do we need to add an additional piece of wood on the side? And it appears that you have that as well.
You could certainly do that just as an extra precaution and to be able to seal that off even more. But yeah, I mean, you're on the right track. And also behind any of these pieces of wood you have, to use the Gorilla waterproofing tape that would be hidden behind it, not a bad idea either to seal any of that up. Also inside, you may notice we stained it. Well, one of the things, you know, staining it, we also caulked around every crack that we could get to on the inside before mounting the television, just for that extra precaution again to keep any moisture out.
Oh, this is funny, because my husband and I had a debate about that at the store, and I really wanted to get that and do that. And he said, no, the wood glue would be just enough protection, and I disagreed. So could you talk me what kind of sealant? There were so many at Home Depot, I was overwhelmed.
Yeah, I would, and it is very overwhelming in that caulking aisle, but I would use 100% acrylic latex. And they have it in several different colors, so you might look at a color that, you know, would be other than white that you can use, depending on whether you're going to stain it or not inside. Not necessary to stain it, but you still can use a colored caulk to seal up every gap you possibly can find, just so that water never drips inside.
Great. Okay, and last question. Yeah, I do think I found that, but there was a construction grade one, but it mentioned something about adhesive. I don't want that.
No,
right?
That's a construction adhesive that we use a lot to assemble things, but that won't be necessary. That can be a little messy, a lot more messy than the acrylic latex.
Like so.
Wow, okay. You are well underway with that, and I'm glad we were able to help you tweak it a little bit. You guys are going to have a lot of fun with that outdoor television.
Yes, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for your help, and thanks for the ideas.
Okay, absolutely. If we can help you in the future, let us know. Thanks so much, and have a great weekend. Yeah.
And last tip, I am a Tennessee Volunteer fan, and even though I'm living in Florida, I loved it that y'all had the Alabama-Auburn game in for that video.
Oh, yeah. I know. We had to sneak that in, of course.
Well, all right. Thank you so much.
Okay, our pleasure, Katrina. Thank you very much. Now, that just makes me feel so good that we're able to provide information and have an enthusiastic homeowner that embraces it. We're here to help you if you need anything at all.